Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Katy Perry tickets all this week at 905, 1205, 405, 505, and 605. That's lots of 05s. We have code words that could win you a pair of tickets to Katy Perry on her The Lifetimes Tour. Good name. That is a solid name. Lifetimes. Doesn't remind me of anything else. The Lifetimes Tour on July 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. It's a big deal. People love Katy Perry. Every time we go on vacation, Jane plays my favorite Katy Perry song, Hot and Cold.
You mean right when we get back?
Right when we get back. She plays it like I think it's the 8:30 in the morning song.
Oh, that's nice.
I know, it is nice. Well, it's just like, you know, I guess it's not really a secret or anything, but she,
no, you and Jane have a nice thing going.
We
though.
Do. We have a nice thing. And so she thinks of me, and I'm always like, oh, thanks, Janie. Uh-huh. So we'll have a pair at 9:05. There's another pair at 12:05. And then Jane's got it three times. Janie has it at 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05.
Well, Jane says.
Oh, that's one of the things.
It's all gone, Sarah. It is all gone. Although, and I want to say thank you. I actually can't say who did it, but someone, I'll mention it later because I need to thank them more carefully. Someone sent me the, it's a girl, what is?
Oh.
Like the whole audio, which I didn't know if we had that or not. So I was
it's a girl, what is, and that's it.
No. I got the whole segment apparently sent to me. I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but I went, yeah, that's great. My kids will get a kick out of that.
I don't have that, actually. You know what I have? I have the thing where there's obviously some overwhelming feelings of concern.
We lost so much of this show's history.
Yeah.
Just this last year. Like
somebody walked away with it.
It just walked off.
Bye. Ask no questions. Katy Perry tickets all day. All day, all this week. It's a big deal. I don't know if people like set out to go through Seacliff. It's a neighborhood in San Francisco and
I used to go through it a lot.
I did too. And you know, I know you lived out by the beach, so that would kind of make sense. You'd be able to wander through there.
It was one of my many ways to shortcut through. And I also really, while I don't need to look at real estate the way you love it, I do think that those neighborhoods are beautiful.
Absolutely.
And the homes are beautiful.
Gorgeous,
we used to do a segment where we would knock on doors out there. You know, this was before 9/11 and then everyone got scared and it was no longer really acceptable. But it was one of those things where, what are the people in this area doing to have such incredible views? I did it. What are you talking about?
Well, no, you were bringing, the time that you were at this particular house I'm going to talk about, it was you were bringing Lucky Charms to.
There were houses I walked into and were broadcasting from.
Oh,
it's okay, you don't remember, but I'm just saying, yes, absolutely, that was me.
The what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do as you're looking around? What exactly? I have a trust fund? I don't know. So Robin Williams' house actually got us into some trouble. This particular house is in Seacliff. And when we visited it, I think we had like a whole kind of like a St. Patrick's Day care package for him, like Lucky Charms or maybe some ham or something.
It was one of those things where once we could have, it would have been fine. But once we were on the air and I understand you're in the studio and you're like, do this, do that some more. And we kept going and we ended up going too far. Mm-hmm. And the truth is when he came and gave us the talk, which he did give us on the set of Patch Adams, he was like, my kids live there. Like, really? That's all there is to it. It's not.
So what happened when you got there? What?
We were just ringing the bell outside.
Yeah, we're ringing the bell.
And then they were ignoring us. And then so I'm out at the sidewalk and Sarah's like, do this, do that. And that's normally what we did.
That was the whole bit.
But in this segment in particular, we should have walked off and we did not. That's all.
Yeah, we weren't famous for walking off. That's for sure. But immediately after it happened, we couldn't get guests anymore. There was some pushback. So we wrote a very heartfelt letter and sent an orchid and I did a handwritten apology letter, et cetera. And then we got a note back from his wife, Marsha, I think her name was. And she was like, it's all good. Thank you. And then we got to be on Patch Adams. And
well, I knew he listened to the show because I met him once and he was like, oh, I love the show, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Robin Williamsy.
When did we do Patch Adams? Was that before you left or after you got back?
No, that was way before I left.
Okay. So we must have put it all back together by then because he came over to talk with us and was like,
no, and that guy,
you're bad. You guys
truly
are bad.
Is That's one awesome. Of my all-time favorites. Like, I don't think of people as my favorites. I just don't. But he is.
I know. He's so great.
He's one that, even when you talk about celebrities dying, yes, I understand their contributions to pop culture and to my life in one way or another, but most of the time I don't feel that. I felt that with Robin.
I know. Well, and I just felt like someone we were going to have around for a lot longer.
Should have, yep.
So his former residence, he sold it a while ago, actually. And if you've ever driven through Seacliff, it's sort of prominently placed. And I'm not sure if it still has it, but it had massive amounts of topiary, dinosaurs and crazy cool things that, like, I guess his kids could play around. But, you know, trained bushes in trimmed to look like various, like the one big one. I think there was like a Brontosaurus or something. But it's really neat. And it is a gorgeous old style, Spanish style house. It's been on the market forever. It just sold this week. Looks like January 23rd. Sold for $18 million. It's an Italian Renaissance style villa. It was built in 1926. And it's about 11,000 square feet. Panoramic views of the ocean and the Golden Gate Bridge. They lived there over 30 years. This was part of Seacliff, which they say in San Francisco in the early 1900s. And I guess this would have been like after a lot of stuff got wiped out during the earthquake. San Francisco had 8 master planned residence parks. And one of them was Seacliff. And this one, and they went big. That was like, well, these are the ones. These are the ones we'll get all the money for.
Well, the view.
They're
can't
all
beat it.
Colossal mansions and incredible. I mean, incredible. If you've never driven through there, I'm sure it must be on that 49-mile scenic drive thing that sometimes you see people in those little go-karty things heading on down the road.
I've never done that. You mean all around the city?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've never done that. I've driven the city myself
yes.
a million times. So I'm familiar, very familiar with Seacliff too, but
I think tourists get on and there's like a map that takes you through all the, you know, it's everything from the top of Twin Peaks over to all the incredible parks and stuff. So, it has finally sold. Let's see. They say Ansel Adams has lived in Seacliff, Metallica guitarist Kirk Hammett, actress Sharon Stone. And you know, they go on to talk about the place, but it was reduced several times and it's been on for a couple of years. So it finally just sold for $18 million. So congrats to whoever got that place. You know, I always wonder if you've got $18 million to drop on a house. I'm sure you have thoughts and feelings about what you're going to do to that place. Like, I would never just move into a house. I mean, got to do some stuff. Got to fix that up the way you want it. You know, chores.
Right.
Mm. Pee Wee Herman is in the news today.
You can't help it.
I can't help it.
You walk into a house that's perfect and go, you know what's wrong with this place?
Mm.
Yeah. Christina did the same. The house we live in now, I was like, it's perfect. We're good. It needs nothing. No, the carpet's gross. Well, yeah, but we have kids and we have a kid and one on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just really destroy this. And then later we'll redo everything. And that's not the way she thinks at all.
Yeah.
We have to live here. Right. Yeah. Yep. We live here. It's amazing.
Mm.
Why would we spend money though that we know will be ruined? And the wood floors we replaced, the dog has, if you can't see it when you're standing, like, so.
I hate this
general,
story already.
you look at it and it does look great.
Sure.
Absolutely. Mm. Like, she picked out the right stuff. The floor, everything's, through 3 years of that dog running on that wood floor, it is all.
Dented.
Nailed up.
Yeah.
Scratched up.
Skids and scratches and.
Just is. That's what dogs do.
Yep.
They're not trying.
Yep.
They just cover all the territory all day, every day.
Did you go for like engineered stuff or did you get the kind that they put in and then they have to sand it and stain it?
No, it's kind of engineered. It's got maybe one or two refinishes on it.
Oh, so it's like a veneer that can be sanded a couple times. And I see.
Which I hope we'll wait on and redo after.
Hope the dog doesn't dig all the way through it. I know dogs are so.
That's
really,
what I liked
really
about the floor. Like, let the floor be awful because kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other night, she goes, who got marker on the floor? And I was like, who did? That's weird. Why would anyone big black Sharpie across the floor?
Oh.
She must have just fell and hit tip first and put a good, you know, 2-inch line on the floor. And I just went, well. We'll sand them someday.
Yeah, someday. Pee Wee Herman's in the news today. This is a new documentary that just aired at the Sundance Film Festival. It's called Pee Wee as Himself, and it features the final interviews. I did try to find a trailer for this. I cannot find one. There are like tiny little 7-second sneak peeks of this thing. If you're a huge Pee Wee Herman, I was a big fan of Pee Wee Herman as a kid. Would do all the voices and just, you know, you'd watch the Pee Wee Herman show and the Pee Wee Herman's big circus.
Pee Wee's Playhouse?
Pee Wee's Playhouse. There you go. Pee Wee's Big Top.
Well, go on.
Maybe
that
movie.
Was a movie. There was a movie, a Big Top.
He unveiled this not so shocking revelation that he was gay. So that's the.
You're not going to give us any of the voices?
I can't really. I used to do them all the time. Like I would always be. I haven't practiced them. If I had listened to some this morning, maybe I'd have it. But he was just such a, I had like a doll, a Pee Wee doll with the pull string in the back.
You did?
Yeah.
Really. I know that he had a TV show. I'm familiar. I've only seen him in Cheech and Chong.
Oh.
But I don't even know which one it was.
I don't think he plays Pee-wee. Or maybe that's early days of like the first time
he's
kind of.
No, he's Pee-wee, but he's not. It's a Cheech and Chong movie. It's not a Pee-wee movie.
Right.
So he's just a character among their.
Yeah. I saw him on his last tour in Los Angeles. He did a tour and he'd do some comedy. Then he just sat and just talked and like people asked questions. And
oh,
he was just great.
So
he was awesome.
This is his final interviews. He reveals he's gay. In fact, he was dating a guy early in his career named Guy who had certain vocal tics that inspired the whole Pee Wee Herman character.
Oh.
Rubens was out until his career started taking off. And then he went, we're going to close that down.
Well, I think that he became
a kid's icon.
And so that is.
You put that away, I think.
Is an issue, I guess. At that time, maybe.
Sure.
More of an issue. Was he a kid's icon?
Oh yeah,
That Pee-wee
Playhouse was for kids.
For kids.
I enjoyed it as a teenager, late teens. I really liked the character, but I believe that was for children.
Yeah, I was a kid and I watched it.
Yeah,
Yeah. Because I'm so much younger than
he says, I was out of the closet and then I went back in the closet. I wasn't pursuing the Paul Rubens career. I was pursuing the Pee Wee Herman career. My career would have absolutely suffered if I was openly gay. Over the course of his career, though, he said he had lots and lots of secret relationships. He says, I hid behind an alter ego. I spent my entire adult life hiding that I was a huge weed head and that I was gay. I was secretive about my sexuality, even to my friends, out of self-hatred or self-preservation. I was conflicted about sexuality, but fame was way more complicated. He also talks about his scandals in this movie. He said, more than anything, the reason I wanted to make a documentary was to let people see who I really am and how painful and difficult it was to be labeled something that I wasn't, to be labeled a pariah, to have people be scared of you or untrusting. So he talks about all this stuff. And then throughout the filming, though, he never told the crew about the cancer that he had at the time. So he's like, I'm putting this whole thing together. I want to tell my story. I want to, you know, talk about all the things I've gone through and scandals and all that stuff. But I'm not going to mention that the reason I'm doing this is because I have cancer.
Because I'm dying.
Yes.
Oh.
So there you go. The Pee-wee thing is, it was just at Sundance. And so maybe it got picked up and you'll see it on streaming somewhere. I could not find a clip of it. I just couldn't do it. So maybe if you're determined, you can find it. The most I could find was like a 7-second thing of it.
You know, as you describe it, it's a sad story.
Mm.
And I don't mean because he died of cancer, but that
no, then,
all
yeah,
of that suppression and all of that. And we do have, I know this about my own self, maybe, you know, I've certainly known people who are like, who cares about a job? Okay. But like for me, my career was a big deal and I was willing to sacrifice the things I love, including surfing and where I like
time.
Yeah.
You put your time into it.
And I can understand why he would do that because you got a career going and it's what you always had hoped for. Probably not exactly right for him, but he's like, who's to turn their back on this?
Right.
It's precious.
I don't want to screw this up.
I've built a persona that is beloved and making me millions. I mean, what did he, do we know what he had?
Let's take a look. I'm sure that number might have, let's see, Paul Rubens. I mean, the last few years, he definitely was not making the kind of money.
He said it was worth about $5 million when he died.
Yeah, I'm seeing $5 million.
Not as much as I would have expected.
Yeah.
I mean, he was probably worth that in real estate. Like but wasn't there some bitchin' house he owned that ended up going on?
In 1985, using earnings from Pee Wee's Big Adventure, he paid $415,000 for a 3,000 square foot house on 1.4 acres in the Los Feliz neighborhood. Where's that, Vinny? Do you know where that is?
I don't, but Los I remember Feliz? When it sold and I remember thinking it was pretty nice. But $400K is a condo these days.
I know. Oh my God. Right. But this was 1985. So maybe in an acre and a half.
Yeah. Los Feliz is north. It's in LA though. It's part of LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. And here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything I'm seeing here is $5 million, which truthfully, considering, you know, the mark he made on my life, I would think he'd be worth way more than that. Oh, we are completely out of time. I see you, producer. What's coming up, Finn?
Elon Musk continues to fall, and more after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Hey, our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, the Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app or wherever podcasts are sold.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day.
Oh,
wow. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to be a winner of $5,000.
All right, man, $5,000.
Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day. Oh, so God.
Why not you?
Get the Odyssey app and listen to Alice.
Get it.
And you could win $5,000. Okay.
Sounds good.
I hope you enjoyed the rain we got over the weekend. It didn't pour,
no.
But there were some clouds. There was some weather. Today will be different, mostly clear. Upper 50s today in terms of the highs. It was freezing. This 29 when I left my house.
It's been ridiculously cold.
And actually, I sat in my driveway for 5 minutes waiting for the defroster to make any kind of headway. And then I just, once I had a hole, I went, I'm going to have to start driving.
Right. I'm burning daylight.
I'm looking through the hole as it's starting to get bigger, but luckily the roads are empty at that hour and I made it just fine.
Your next car, you'll be able to set up a pre-warm. My car's preconditioned for me. When I get in it, it's been on for 15 minutes and it's
warm
and the seat is hot and yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
Well, it's probably an option, Vinny.
I'm sure it
might
be.
So make sure you get that option. You set the timer. 5 days a week, you get a nice cozy car to hop into, drive away.
There is rain in the forecast, real days, stretches of rain starting right now. It's scheduled for Friday and then goes through the weekend and into next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
We made it every drop.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I keep seeing my friend Deepak, he has kids that ski for
They're on teams.
They're
and
on
stuff,
teams.
Yeah.
And so he's just gone for the winter.
Right.
He's here for work and then goes straight back up there with them.
That's a brutal schedule.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I can tell because he's not in touch as much as he usually would be.
Yeah. It's busy season. If you go up there and go skiing, though, I'd probably see him.
Yeah. that's the thing. So that's what I'm talking about. I keep seeing pictures and they have snow.
Yeah.
They're making snow.
Yes.
But it would be nice to get it would extend their season dramatically. To get a good dumping.
Well, we need to get it regularly. That's the thing, because snow just gets crappier and crappier the longer you don't get freshies on top.
Over the weekend, we had two big football games in Philadelphia and Kansas City. Both won, so that is our Super Bowl. Philadelphia.
Please kill them, Philly.
Versus Kansas City.
Jesus! Had enough of that. Those Kansas City Chiefs.
I saw someone, I think it was a person writing an article, but they were like, get over it, world. Kansas City's good. Like, no one wants them to win. And I did notice through most of the football season, the team that is now headed to the Super Bowl was actually underreported on. Everyone talked about Baltimore. Oh, my God, they're so good. Everyone talked, wow, look, Washington, that team, what a comeback from the dead.
Get stomped.
But there's some burnout on this Kansas City thing, and yet they're about to go back. Well, they're going back to the Super Bowl, and if they can win it, that's 3 in a row.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Was Taylor's first Super Bowl with them last year, or has it been that long now? Was she at that first Super Bowl? Did she take them to their first Super Bowl and their second Super Bowl and now their third Super Bowl? I feel like she might have been at all of these now. She might be the lucky charm. You must be my
Lucky charm. I don't think she's been at the
You think just last year?
Just last year.
And then maybe over that summer is when they kind of...
They started dating the summer of 2023.
Oh, yeah. Then that makes sense. Right. Because last year's would have been played in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's too bad. I'd love to be able to pin it on her.
It's too
Chelsea
bad.
Had a rotten game. I was like, oh, well. Unless he did something great after I went to bed.
Great, I wouldn't say, but he
just bumbled a couple things. I was like, loser.
They were talking about him having some records that Jerry Rice has. So that is that's a big name to be in
the running with. Right.
So, but I don't even care because I'm not a Kansas City fan. I'm gonna be
the only thing I like
for...
about them is Taylor Swift. I don't know how they got her on their team, but man, she's great.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Okay, this first story is not really about Elon Musk's fall from grace, although
please stop doing the Heil Hitler thing.
It has been a dramatic fall, and I was thinking about because at one time he was
I loved him
so celebrated.
Just loved him.
And he was really someone that found himself on Saturday Night Live. And he was, it seemed like
he was future guy. I was like, this is the guy he's on the same page. He's got the money to do the things that I think are important. He's full of great ideas. Look at this guy. He's amazing. Now I'm like, oh my God, somebody please shut him down.
I actually I'm happy for people to have success in whatever business they go into. I don't really care about Elon or Zuck or any of those guys in terms of, I'm trying to model my career after them. Their success is undeniable. And if I can, do what they do.
A billionaire status does seem cool.
It does seem cool, but I just don't care. So Elon, I remember reading this article in Rolling Stone about Elon saying, yeah, I have this life and this, but I find myself alone in my mansion crying. And I was like, you myth-making, lying.
I remember that. That was so
loser.
So lame.
You're just
kicking around the old mansion on the marble
all
floors
by myself. Meanwhile, he's trying to get his seed into all the women of the world.
All of them.
So
yes.
That he can populate with Elon Musk
Mini
brains.
Mini Musks, right.
I'm so lonely in my man. Get out of here. Anyway.
It's hard being me.
I was trying to think
if you could come over and comfort me, I'll give you my seed. Doesn't he have 12 kids or 11 kids?
He's got them, and he's putting them in different women to try and get the right combination.
The right combo, right. Putting them in different women. Sometimes two super smart people come up with a dummy. Sometimes two really good people, good-looking people, they come up with the ugliest kid ever. Got to get the right combo in.
Well, he's busy doing that. Anyway.
So lonely.
I was trying to think of people who fell from grace that might be, and who comes to mind when you think of a fall from grace, who comes to mind?
Tiger. But I was thinking Charlie Sheen maybe, or Mel Gibson. Like that.
Okay. O.J. Simpson's the first one that comes to my mind.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Well, murderer. He was in charge of his own fall from grace.
And he was a beloved, people loved him. Not only
movie
because
star.
Of his football career, he did movies and he was an announcer and he, the Hertz commercials when I was a kid.
Right.
That's OJ.
The OJ.
Running through the airport and hopping over stuff. Anyway, so that, by the way.
Yes.
On my list, right. Mel Gibson's there.
Oh, you made a little list.
Well, okay. I was looking up some, I was trying to figure it out. OJ is the one that came to my mind immediately.
Yeah, I don't think about him.
They on the list that I looked up, it was Lance Armstrong.
Oh, well, that's a good one. Yeah, that guy.
And then they...
what am I on my bike 8 hours a day?
Lying liar. Right into the camera.
What am I on? I'm high on life, man. Yeah. Lance Armstrong.
So as I looked at the list, it was a lot of athletes. So Tiger was on the list and Pete Rose. And so I thought, okay, well... Mel Gibson is, I sort of thought more about it, Mel Gibson absolutely.
Well, just revealed as a horrible human.
And then I went, oh, Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I didn't even think of, and it came up as I did a search. So Google, thanks for the backup here. Do you remember the name John Edwards?
I do remember the name.
He was
John
a presidential candidate.
I don't
candidate.
Remember what he did, though.
He ended
was he,
up.
Was he the Donna? It was like some girl that he was.
He had another lady and was having another kid while his wife was fighting cancer, which is never a good look.
What the hell
publicly.
Was that lady's name?
I thought it started. Right.
I know it's not the one I'm. It's not the one I'm originally.
I thought it started with
of.
A T.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is just gonna bum me out if I'm right because I can't. I gotta start remembering
Tammy
the entire word.
Faye Baker.
Are you thinking of Gary Hart?
No.
I'm thinking of Gary Hart.
He's the one I'd had.
Who's with John Edwards? Look him up and see who he ends up with.
Yeah.
But he fathered a child behind the back of his wife who was, as he's trying to run for president.
Like Elizabeth Edwards or something. She was.
That's the wife's name.
It's Elizabeth, yeah. And she's.
Okay, what was the home wrecker's name?
Oh, I didn't get that one yet.
Because I always blame the girl.
Well, it's not like she didn't know. I think she was on his staff.
Oh, was she?
I think so.
Well, you know, proximity. Oh, there you are cleaning the house every day. Just, you know, waxing things, wiggling things.
It's Riel Hunter, by the way.
That's it.
Riel.
Oh, Riel.
R-I-E-L-L.
I don't remember her.
I don't know.
Riel Hunter.
I had it filed wrong.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Close. I mean, you're only a couple letters off.
Anyway, Elon at one point seemed to be like pretty popular. And has since fallen dramatically in the Heil Hitler, you know, move.
I really don't understand. I don't understand what else that could be. Like, I've watched it a few times. He does it twice in a row. And it really looks strikingly bad. And then maybe someone said something to him like, you know, don't do that anymore. That didn't look like a snappy salute at all.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. The new government is obsessed with creating virtual meme coins. President Trump unleashed one right as he took office, as did Melania, the first lady.
Yeah, that's a solid way to launder some money.
And Elon Musk has investments in several coins, and his favorite is Dogecoin.
Yep. How's that doing?
Elon, and then it's very minor at the moment, but certainly all crypto has risen because Trump is
pro-crypto.
Elon and his Department of Government Efficiency is calling for the penny to be eradicated to save money. And the whole fall from grace aspect of this story is poor people feel like if you get rid of the penny, prices go up and you're affecting us. You're coming right for us.
Mm.
We're poor. And if you come for the penny.
How interesting.
The price is going to affect us dramatically, especially on things that we need. In a social media post, they said a penny costs over 3 cents to make. And pennies cost U.S. taxpayers over $179 million in 2023 alone.
Okay. I feel like we really should not have pennies anymore then. Honestly, change should go away. Round it to the closest dollar. Like, who is even using cash anymore? And I get that there are little niche things like, you know, they come around with the UNICEF box and I will happily scan your QR code and give you I just don't.
We're in that, you know, all this transition from real
paper
life.
Money, right, to online life. Real life to not real life.
To not real life, to money being just numbers on a page. You look at your bank balance and you go, that's my number of monies, but I'm never going to touch it. And it will just go up and down right. as I pay bills or whatever, but it's
math.
Not.
It's all math problems.
Over the weekend, I went to the, I told you, the Santa Cruz Warriors G League game, and I dropped the wife and kid off at the kids off at the front, and then I went to park. Then I realized
you could leave immediately and
no.
come back.
So long.
That is shame on you for saying that out loud.
Why are you dinging me then? I don't understand.
Shame. No, I was like, all right, I'm going to go park. So I can't find any of the meters.
Oh.
Which, by the way, don't take money anyway. But this gets to my point where I find a place that's, and I have to use the app. And I'm like, oh, fudge. I don't have the app. And I'm trying to get the app. And then I put my card in and they don't take American Express. Oh. And I'm sitting there going, and I have a few dollars and some quarters, but there's no way you can use that in this lot. And I just went, I'm rolling the dice. And I walked away.
Oh.
F it.
As in, I'll either get a ticket or get towed or nothing will happen.
20 minutes into this whole thing before I finally went, I give, I gotta leave.
You get to the game, it's halftime. They're like, oh, we thought you just left us.
No, I didn't. And that was the thing.
Not this time, dear.
Luckily, no ticket.
Wow.
You
got
know,
away with it.
Got away with it. But
how far away were you? How far did you have to walk?
I would say quarter mile.
No, that's not bad.
It wasn't bad. It was no big deal. It was just at some point, I have to give up here. Like, I have money. I'll give it
to you. Figuring out the app. I know.
If you're going to. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like it would be great if they would just put a QR code on everything now. That has become the easiest way. Oh, really? You want some money? Okay, fine. QR code.
As opposed to an app.
Hey, an app just for like, everything. Right, just don't. Just fine. I'll just type in. It's all just math problems.
How's it going to work if the penny gets killed? They say here, prices would just be rounded up or down to a 5 cent amount.
Yeah. Get rid of all change.
Normally.
Change is filthy.
People will round up. Because that's what people do. So that's where the poor people are saying, you getting rid of the penny is going to make our cost of living goes up because of that. But I agree. If it costs that much to make it, if it costs 3 cents to make a 1 cent penny.
That's ridiculous. And it's costing us $100 million a year. Like that goes away. Like seriously, what is going on in the world where it costs 3 cents to make something that is worth 1 cent and we continue to do it year after year? Like what on earth are you thinking?
Well, and that's his job is supposed to, you know, he's supposed to Department of Government Efficiency is his gig.
Great.
So
that's make
looks
it more
like
efficient.
He's going after the penny. Canada stopped minting its 1 cent coin in 2012.
Oh, wow. I did not even know that. That's how little attention I pay to you, Canada.
And in 2018, an economic analysis found that Canadian consumers paid about $3.27 million more at grocery stores each year due to prices being rounded higher after the change. So the poor people saying this is you're coming for the one zucchini we're buying or the one box of cereal.
It was 79 cents, but now I just had to pay 85 or 80 cents for it.
Whatever. Anyway, Elon's coming for your penny, America.
I'm bad at rounding.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. How the heck does Bonnie not have a parking app? SC's been like that since at least the pandemic. I have the app. It's if you want to know the truth, you just ask. It's in my wife's name. She has the app. It asked me to sign in and I couldn't because I don't have it in my phone that way. And then I tried to text her and remembered she'd forgotten her phone. So she couldn't even
respond.
And so then I was trying to, you know what? I'll just sign up for my own. It was a whole thing in the car and I just went F it. By the way, that means fudge it. Fudge it! I'm out of here! Oh. And I just walked off. Don't worry.
I love fudge.
It is... Actually, I don't like fudge.
Oh.
It's too much. It's too chocolate.
It is pretty fudgy.
It's really like...
Yeah.
It's too fudgy.
It's a little too fudgy.
Plenty of people still use cash, says 415, especially those who work in service industries and get tipped in cash. Shannon, app.
All right, Shannon. But do you really want a fistful of pennies? I mean,
never.
There's a lot of places that like will collect pennies. It's how they fundraise and stuff. And I see them as being really the only victims of this. Like, collect nickels from now on. Nobody wants those either. Like, just let's just get rid of change. It's so stupid and it's filthy. And then the coins will be worth more. Like, then your dad's coin collection will suddenly be worth more. When you inherit it someday, you'll be like, God, this is great. Look, he's got a 2025 penny. It was the last year they were ever made.
Bill Cosby has been texted. Yes, that is a dramatic fall from grace. You're right.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Huge one.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yes. Maybe up the there. Biggest. Yeah, right. It's right up there.
Just beloved. Even Pee Wee Herman had a fall from grace. I mean,
510 says, Vinny, oh yeah, that lady was on John Edwards' staff. Something like that.
Riel Hunter. Mm-hmm. Now the name sounds a lot more familiar.
It's just interesting because he really has gone poof. Like, that's a guy who was looking for the presidency, right, hoping, fingers crossed, and now he's nowhere to be seen or found. Went,
oh, you're cheating on your wife and with cancer. You suck.
Wasn't he a lawyer that made a ton of money, like, doing big, what do they call those lawsuits that are everyone in one?
A collective loss. It's not what it is. A class action.
Yes, he was doing class action lawsuits, I think, against big tobacco. I could be wrong. I could be mixing that up entirely.
Right. Almost like he's crusading as a hero against big tobacco. Meanwhile, his wife is home and he's with her cancer and he's out stupping stuff.
With his mistress who he made a child with. Crunch. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Timotei, severance, and e-bike accidents.
Severance! I forgot about severance! Oh, are we still on?
We're on.
Oh.
All right.
Hello?
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.